world cannot see, because we have that third lens, that telescope, that Word of God, that we can see things, and we can look beyond where we are right now and see things ahead. We've been preaching on things of prophecy leading up to the second coming, and while we don't see the fulfillment of all of these things, we see partial fulfillments, and certainly the regathering of Israel is a fulfillment. The 1967 Israel takeover of the old city of Jerusalem and the Temple Mount is another move toward the fulfillment of prophecy, and what's going on in Iran is building up toward a big fulfillment, and what we see going on in Turkey, and all of this is moving us closer and closer to the second coming, and I really believe that we need to be aware of the time and redeem the time. We're in that time where God has given us an open door, and we don't have any time to waste. We don't have any time to waste. We need to hold on to our nation and the opportunity that we have. And I'm thinking of a guy in Sunday school. He was in our adult Sunday school about 20 years ago. And I was talking about things that I saw with my telescope and possibilities of prophecy. And I was talking about the coming of the coming beast, the world ruler, and the Antichrist. And we're praying for a delay in the devil's timeline, but it will come. And I was talking about it, and I was talking about the great deception and how UFOs and aliens may very well be involved in that. And the guy basically said, "That's the last time I'll come to hear him teach. He's crazy." He's crazy. Well, I may be crazy. I'm a fool for Christ. Amen. I just believe the Bible. That's all. And I want to say that our vacation Bible school, starting Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we'll be teaching, you know, little kids all the way up to fifth grade. We want to make an impact on those little kids, and we're going to be teaching on the preparing yourself for the coming UFO deception. That's what I want to preach on tonight, preparing yourself for the coming UFO deception. You say, "Pastor, how far will that be in the future?" Could be 10 years, could be 20 years, could be 30 years. If I were a guessing man, I'd say 40 years, but I'm not. I don't know. I don't have any times for you, any dates for you. That would be foolish on my part, but I can certainly tell you that these things will come to pass that I preach on tonight from the Bible. Now, there are things I'm going to talk about that may not exactly come to pass, but it will help you to be preparing yourself for the coming UFO deception. And this past Sunday, Sunday morning and evening, I preached on the rise and fall of the coming government capital city of Babylon. And I said, it's not Rome. It's not some other weird thing. It is not some mystery Babylon, you know. No, it's mystery, comma, Babylon. It is the literal city of Babylon that will be the future capital of the one world government, especially the commercial capital. And it will be a big thing. And, of course, it will house the one world religion, which will be secular humanism, the worship of a man. And we said we're watching for the rise of Babylon and then its fall. It will fall in one day, and God's going to end it. And our faith enables us to overcome, and if we see these things. And secondly, we talked about the rise and fall of the future Führer. And we talked about who he was in the Bible. He is a ruler of one of the seven former beast empires that persecuted Israel. We believe the seventh was Nazi Germany, which came between AD 70 and the present. And there is an eighth beast empire, and one of those seven is going to rule over it. It's one that had a head wound, and I believe he died March of 1945, which was 81 years ago. This man died 81 years ago. And according to what I see in the Bible, he would be the one that's going to come back through cloning and his soul coming out of hell after being there for however many years he's been there. He could already be cloned and in the world, or he may be going to be. I don't know. But as of now, he's been in there in hell, if he's still there for 81 years, but I believe he's coming out. And we preached about that, and we also preached Sunday about a about the forest and seeing the forest of God's coming kingdom that's going to rule over the earth, and how the book of Revelation talks about that. We looked at that. But tonight I want to preach about prepare yourself for the coming UFO deception. And I'd like you to turn to Revelation chapter 12, if you would. Revelation chapter 12. And I want to say three things about this tonight. Revelation chapter 12. And we're going to be looking at verses 7 through 17. It'll be an exposition or an expedition of these scriptures here in Revelation and chapter number 12. And I'll read, first of all, verse number 7. It says, "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought in his angels." Let's pray. Father in heaven, we need the Holy Spirit of God to enlighten our minds and our hearts. Lord, we know that these are spiritual truths, and yet they'll be happening literally, and we need to have faith and to believe and to see with spiritual eyes. So I pray for that, Lord. If there's any that are blind to these things, God, may you open their eyes and heart and bring more and more into this church and into this teaching, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, in verse 7, it talks about a future war as we look at verse number 7 in heaven. And Michael leads the angels in that war. And the Bible, in the prophet Daniel, in Daniel chapter 12, also talks about this time period. And I'll quote Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. Daniel said, "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to the same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book." That's Daniel 12, 1. And so first of all, we have here Michael standing up. And that's in Daniel 12, 1. And then Revelation 12, 7 says that Michael will stand up to fight a war in heaven. And the angels are called stars. They are called the morning stars. And so we could call this a Star Wars. You ever heard of Star Wars? And they may have lightsabers. That may be how they fight. You know, I can picture that. I can picture a war in heaven. And I can picture the leader, an archangel, Michael, leading the armies of God, the sons of God. And they will fight. And Satan will fight against Michael, and he will be in heaven fighting in that war. And we need to understand that. Now, we need to understand what that war is all about, when that war is, when we look at preparing yourself for the future UFO deception, whether it's 10 years from now, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. If I'm not here, somebody will need to be here to prepare for that and keep the teaching going. And so it's talking about Michael's role. Now, where do we see Michael's role? Well, we see it here, but we also see it in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and I'll quote verses 7 and 8. It says there, "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work." What's the mystery of iniquity? That is Satan trying to bring in his one world government, one world religion of beast worship, one world commercial, everybody taking the mark and buying and selling under one man, Satan's man. And that's been going for a long time, and Satan has been attacking the Jewish people through these beast empires through all the time because he wants to stop the kingdom of God. So he says the mystery of iniquity doth already work. That was in Paul's day, and it's been working way back when Babylon was built right after the flood, the original Babylon. That was the mystery of iniquity working. Satan's working. As I said Sunday night, he's always working, and we should not lollygag because he doesn't lollygag. I look at a man like Donald Trump. He's 80 years old. He's working hard. He's not lollygagging. And we believers, it's no time for you to lollygag. It's no time for you to miss church. No time for you to miss soul winning. No time for you to miss prayer. No time to lollygag. These are times that try men's souls. And Satan knows that. And he is working and has been working. And he's tireless. Nothing discourages him. Nothing stops him. And so we should be working. And it says, "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who letteth will let." Now, what does "let" mean? That is a word that means to hinder. That means a word that delays the devil's timeline, which we're trying to do. Amen. And we should try to do that. We don't just say what will be will be. No, we fight, we stand, we let. And that's what Michael does. He's doing it right now as we speak. He's still letting or hindering. And then that wicked, after Michael, the archangel, after he ceases his restraining activity, and he is told, "Okay, stand aside. You've stood up in heaven and kicked Satan out. You've defeated him in heaven, but you stand aside and let him go to earth. And you let him do what he wants to." Remember, Satan can't do anything without God's permission. And I'm so thankful for that. It's not time right now for this to happen, although you can see it moving all over the world. Socialism, communism, one world anti-God, anti-Christ. I heard Neil Gorsuch, I didn't like what he said about our nation, not recognizing the Christian background of our nation. Gorsuch, where do you think we got the Constitution? Give credit where credit's due. But anyway, we are seeing that mystery of iniquity, but Michael hinders it. Why? Because, listen to me, anti-Semitism is from Satan. Anti-Zionism is from Satan. And I just heard Alex Jones said Donald Trump should be impeached, you know, because of the Iran war. Well, I think Alex Jones should be impeached. Get him out of here. I'm just saying to you that I am not a politician. I'm a preacher. And I'm saying to you that anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism is of the devil. Satan wants to stop Israel because he knows that when Israel gets saved, God's kingdom is coming, and he's going to be kicked out and put in the bottomless pit. And that's exactly what it's saying here in the Bible, that is going to happen. And so Satan does not like it, and he fights against it. That's why when the dog bites, it's Israel. When the bee stings, it's Israel. When I'm feeling sad, it's Israel. You say, "Where'd you get that from?" Hitler. I've listened to Hitler. I've listened to his speeches. And he just blamed everything. When von Stauffenberg tried to kill him and tried to blow up that bomb, and they moved the bomb, and Satan saved his life, and he was able to keep going, and he had von Stauffenberg hung with piano chords and watched them on movies dying in front of him. He had great glee. But then he started, when he marched into Russia, and he realized all the tanks they had and the Russian winter and all the problems. And I heard tapes of him talking to his inner circle, saying, if I would have known they had so many tanks and all this. And then he started blaming the Jews. He started blaming the Jews for his defeat in Russia. It reminds me of some of these guys like Tucker and Candace. They have Israel derangement syndrome. Listen, it's satanic. And you need to recognize that and prepare yourself for the coming deception by your seeing the deceivers here. That is Satan and his angels. The Bible says that he who letteth will let, 2 Thessalonians 2:7-8, until he is taken out of the way. Speaking of Michael. And Michael will guard Israel and protect Israel. Thank God he's doing it now. Thank God for Benjamin Netanyahu. Thank God for the IDF. Thank God for the strength of Israel because God has raised them up in these last days to bless them. Satan doesn't like it. He hates it. He's envious. He hates Israel because he knows it spells his doom. In fact, Adolf Hitler had the final solution, which was to kill every last Jew in the world. Hitler wanted to conquer the world to kill the Jews. That's the way he talked, like I'm talking. But it was kill the Jews. And he got people all fired up about it. All he did was create Israel. Yeah, after that, he died. Boom. And then Israel became a nation, May 14, 1948, and you saw the pictures of those Jews coming out of those concentration camps, you know, such a terrible thing. Yeah, and it kind of reminds you of October 2023, when this devil's Hamas, led by Iran, the head of the snake. And by the way, there's an evil fallen angel called the Prince of Persia over there. They need to be stopped. That regime needs to be stopped. Free up the Iranian people. Free up the church in Iran. Get rid of those wicked devils over there who have power and have killed thousands of people as we speak. We need to pray for that to end. And I believe Donald Trump feels like he's between a rock and a hard place. He feels on the one hand, you know, they've drawn this out, and if he doesn't defeat them right now, then it's going to bleed over into the midterms, and if he's beaten in the midterms, then he gets, they'll put him in jail. They'll impeach him and put him in jail. So he feels like I got to kind of draw this out till the midterms, keep talking and bombing a little and keeping them, then afterwards. But on the other hand, the Iranians know that. And so they keep using this against him. But you know what? I'm not a politician, I'm a preacher. Pray that God does this. The sooner, the better. Then it says in Daniel 12:1 that we have been reading about, that that when this time comes and Satan is defeated in heaven, Michael will not chase him. Michael will let Satan come down. And it says, there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. What time is that? One of the men tell me, what time is this time of trouble that this is talking about? It's called the time of Jacob's trouble, but what is it?
Great Tribulation?
Yeah, it's the Great Tribulation in the middle of the final 7 years before the thousand-year reign of Christ. You're seeing what will happen spiritually behind the scenes that will create the Great Tribulation on earth. You need to understand Ephesians 6, that there's a great spiritual warfare going on. And there's principalities and powers, and prayer is so important for God's people because there's a spiritual warfare going on, and so we're involved in that warfare, and so yes, that will be the great tribulation. And what is the great tribulation? It's the time when the beast and his Jewish Antichrist, who will leave Israel and the Eastern Kingdom, the revived Roman Empire, to go to the West to be with the beast, and he will do that and then get the armies and invade from west to east into Israel and take the city of Jerusalem. And it will be an eruption, I believe, of Islam trying to upset his empire by marching on Israel, trying to eradicate Judaism. Because remember, the beast has allowed them for 7 years to do their temple sacrifices. So you can look for the temple to rebuild, the sacrifices. And then he'll make a 7-year agreement to let them do the sacrifices. And then the Islamic eruption will take place. And the beast will come in to defend his empire. Israel's part of it. Syria's part of it. Egypt's part of it. And it's the revived Roman. He's going to come to defend it. But when he does, he's going to take over Jerusalem, take over the Temple Mount, and the Jewish Antichrist will head that army. And he will install an AI or an image of the beast in the Holy of Holies and say, we're going to end all this fighting. There's only one religion, and it's called secular humanism. He is the most highly evolved man, 666. And this is Satan's religion. By the way, Satan is an evolutionist. He's always been. He thinks he's equal with God. He thinks somehow God evolved, and he evolved, and he's going to win the war. Baloney. Satan is created, and he is fallen because of pride. By the way, can I say pride goeth before a fall? If you have pride, Satan's given it to you. Whatever you got, God gave you, and he used other people, and the Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Serve the Lord humbly. Walk with your God and walk in humility before him. That's what's required of us. Satan is very prideful. And so let's look at verse 8. We looked at verse 7. Look at verse 8 under this thing of your seeing the deceivers with the telescope of God's word. Verse 8 said, and prevail not. Neither was their place found anymore in heaven. In other words, Satan is defeated. He can no longer come into heaven. Right now, you know the Bible says Satan can go to heaven. He'll say, Luke Zukowski did that. He did this. He did that. And Jesus Christ will say, yes, but I died for him. And that's what you got going for you. Satan is an accuser of the brethren. Satan will accuse you to God, and he does right now. He goes to heaven. He has the ability to go to heaven, and so do his fallen angels, because the Bible says that the dragon in Revelation 12 here, with a big sweep of his tail, wiped out one-third of the stars of heaven, one-third of the fallen angels. In other words, when he got into pride and said, I evolved and God evolved and I'm just as great as God, that's his theology, ye shall be as gods. He wants everybody to know we've all evolved. That's his classic theology. It's a lie. And he was defeated by God and brought down. And he wants to foment that lie, and it's satanic, and we need to understand that. And here in verse 8, it says that he was defeated, he prevailed not, and he can no longer accuse the brethren in heaven, because he will accuse you to God. Then he'll turn around, listen to this, he'll accuse God to you. He'll tell you lies about God. So you get bitter at God. So you'll doubt God. So that you won't pray to God. So that you won't trust God. So that you won't follow God. He'll take problems in your life and blame God for it. That's Satan. And you need to resist him. And then he'll accuse one another. believer to believer. I know a lot of churches, they don't like some of the great fundamentalists. I'm so glad some of these men are my heroes and remain my heroes. And it's blessed your life. Because, see, Satan accuses. And anytime a man does something great for God, Satan wants to poop all over that man's reputation to get you to hear the smell, the stink, and to stay away from it. Well, we're not going to do that. I like Jack Hiles. We're going to stand. And thank God for the sword of the Lord and Gideon, and stand with the great men of God. And I believe Donald Trump's been raised up. He's not perfect. He's perhaps not even saved, but he's anointed by God. And he's our president. I thank God for him. And I'm just trying to say, you need to see the deceivers. In Revelation 12 and verse 8, now verse 9, I'll read that. You follow. It says, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth. And his angels were cast out with him. Boy, I tell you, the devil is pretty bad, isn't he? I understood there was a preacher, he's a newly saved out of a rough life, and he began to talk about Satan and the devil, and he got preaching, and he said, that dirty bric-a-brac-a, pack-a-loomer, blah, blah, blah. He was cursing him out. And then he realized what he did, and he just stopped preaching, and he just walked out of the pulpit and walked away. One of the deacons, the head deacon, stood up and said, you know, our pastor, he came from a rough background. He shouldn't have said what he said, and he feels bad, and he's ready to resign the ministry. He said, but I think we ought to forgive him, call him back, give him a raise, tell him stay with it. That's a good deacon, amen. I hope I won't curse him out tonight. I'll say the Lord rebuke him. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke him. And which deceiveth the whole world. Look at that. Deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Sometimes you remember why the world is so screwed up, why their beliefs are so screwed up. They're deceived by the devil. They don't understand what's going on. And this deception is going to be worse. And I believe very possibly we could have a big UFO deception eventually come into play here. And I'll touch on that. But I wanted to talk to you about the deception of the devil. And I just want to touch on the fallen angels that are with Satan. Go to Revelation 12, verse 3 and 4. It says, and there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon. We know that's Satan, having seven heads and ten horns. We talked about that Sunday, and seven crowns upon his head. We talked about that. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, angels called stars, and did cast them to the earth. We know they're going to be, Satan took them. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered. This is at Christ's birth, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Now, I want to explain to you that there are fallen angels that went with Satan. He got a third of them. He got one third. Can you imagine that? You say, God is a perfect father. God had a perfect home. God had a perfect family. All of these angels were stars or sons of God without belly buttons. They didn't have mothers. They were made by God. They were in God's family. Angels. More powerful than us, higher than us. But Satan managed to get one third of them to rebel. It's amazing, after the 1,000-year reign of Christ, Satan's in hell. He's let out for just a little while, and he manages to get an army all over the world to invade Israel and Jerusalem. He's relentless, and his deception is very great. And we need to see and to recognize that. And we need to understand fallen angels. And in Genesis chapter 6, the Bible says that these fallen angels morphed into good-looking men and married women and had babies with them. And these babies were called in the Hebrew Nephilim, in the King James, giants. And in Greek mythology, they were celebrated as the Greek gods with superpowers, and they were huge beings, and they had great power. And these, you know, the whole DNA of man was being destroyed by these hybrids, and that was Satan's plan. Why? Because he wanted to stop the birth of the king, who would dethrone him and his reign after he got Adam to fall. You need to know there's a great spiritual warfare. Satan is a great chess player. But you know what? He's got one third of those fallen angels still working with him. Now, the ones that had babies with women, what did God do with them? He put them in hell, in a chamber of hell called Tartarus in 1 Peter, chamber of hell, and they're still there to this day. They have hair as women. They are rebellious people, and they're wicked, and they remind me of the rock crowd. And anyway, they're going to get out of hell in the middle of the day of the Lord, and they're going to torment people that have the mark, because God's going to use Satan's angels to do that, you know, because they're real angry. And they're going to come out of there and do that. Now, there are four other fallen angels, and they're involved in Babylon and the building of the first city of Babylon. And God didn't like that city, and he put them under incarceration. He put them under incarceration in the Euphrates River. And the Bible speaks about that. And they're falling. That's in Revelation 9, verse 14. And that's where they are. Now, the book of Enoch, which is not a canonical book, but I believe it fits with this, talks about unclean spirits and what happened to them. And what are the unclean spirits? Well, they are the Nephilim, the giants that were the hybrids between fallen angels and women. And when God flooded the earth, everything that had breath was killed. But remember, they're half angel. And so their spiritual side is still surviving until they're cast into the bottomless pit at the judgment and into hell. And so they are doing activity as well. And so we have all of this stuff going on in the spiritual realm. And here's what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. It says, "Wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." And so people that are not saved, is it any wonder they get falling into the demon rat rebellion? What's the best thing we can do is give the gospel. Get people saved. Get them in the Word of God. And have a revival of the old-time religion. And because as we are in this world, we know that Satan is the prince of the power of the air. He operates in outer space. He operates in heaven and is the accuser of the brethren. He comes down to the earth and visits and checks things out on earth. But he and his angels, they have power in outer space. And then it talks about this man that we talked about that's going to rule over this final beast empire that's going to hate and try to destroy Israel and any of the Jewish people that will not take his mark. And he'll be helped by a Jewish apostate antichrist individual, false prophet. And it says of him, listen, even him, speaking of the beast, whose coming, the word there is parousia, he's going to come and spend some time here, and it's going to be 3.5 years on the earth during the great tribulation and the day of the Lord to follow. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Do you know how important it is right now that you get people saved in your family? I mean, really saved. Because you may think, oh, they're good, they're my family, I love them. You see, when this deception comes, they're going to take that mark. I saw Fauci today, and I was thinking about all the deception during COVID. That was just a warm-up. That's just like during the beginning of sorrows. And Bill Gates, he's talking about 2027, another great pandemic. These guys are wicked people. Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci. And I'm just saying that these people are wicked people, satanic people, and they are out to kill, and Hitler would take notes from them. I mean, I'm just saying that we are living in this time, and we need to recognize it and the deception that's going to be here in the end times. That's why Jesus said we're not even in the 70th week, but he warned us not to be deceived. If I were you, I'd make sure your head is screwed on right with the Bible. And you're in a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church as long as God opens the door. And, the Bible speaks about the Gibeonites. Remember the Gibeonites? How many remember the Gibeonites? They deceived Israel. Israel was to destroy the enemy in the promised land. The Gibeonites were part of the promised land, the enemy, the Canaanite people, and they faked like they had traveled a long way, and they had all these old clothes that looked like they were wearing away. Their food was moldy. They had a great deception going on. They fooled the Israelites into thinking they were from a foreign nation. Israel made peace with them. You know what I'm afraid of? Satan using AI. I'm talking about ChatGPT. I'm talking about AI. Now, we love AI, don't we? You love AI, you fundamentalists. You love AI. You get on there, help me with this, and blah, 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 you get all that help, right? We didn't have that. We got it now. You can get on there, they'll give you so much help. I am not a poet, but if I need a poem, I can get it from AI, man. But let me ask you a question. What if a fallen angel moves in on that and starts using that? How would you know? We'll talk about that. But I'm just saying to you, watch out and prepare yourself for the coming UFO deception by seeing the deceivers here that we just outlined for you. And then, number two, by your serving through the danger. I want you to look at verse 10 with me of Revelation 12. It says, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." Well, when is now? That now is when Satan starts the great tribulation. How many of you are just looking forward to the great tribulation? No, I don't think too many of you are. But you know what that means? When the great tribulation gets underway, that means that Christ then could come at any day. Right now, he can't come today. He's not coming today. Not coming tomorrow. I know the prophecies. He could come in your lifetime. That's what you need to realize. But I'm saying to you, when you get into this period of time, you're getting close, because it's saying, now, now, now is the kingdom of God. It's really close. Why? Because God's let Satan give his best punch. You ever see a guy say, "Give me your best punch"? The guy hits him and he goes, then you see him, he's like, wham! I saw something, there was an ape doing that with a man, and the guy hit the ape, and the ape just kind of laughed and then hit the guy. It was like, knocked him right through a door, you know. It's a good picture. It's really a good picture. God is saying, give me your best shot. You say, would God do that? Yeah. Look at Job. He said, go ahead. Give your best shot. Job will curse you and die. No, he won't. He's going to do it again. That's what the Bible teaches. And I'm just saying, prepare yourself for the coming deception by your serving through danger. Now, the good news is it's not going to last for 3.5 years. God's going to say, cut it, stop it. He's going to turn the lights off. Sun, moon, stars, boom. All of a sudden, they're going to be like, oh, I took the mark. I took the mark. I had 1,000 years in Satan's fake kingdom. I took the mark. I'm going to hell. I'm defeated. He's cutting the lights off. God's people are going to be, amen. You know why he's going to cut the lights off? Because he's going to stop Satan. He wants to kill every last Jew that doesn't take the mark and every last believer. You say, well, where do you get that from? He's going to kill, try to kill every last believer. Well, go to Revelation 12. I'll just read it to you. Revelation 12. And it says, verse 17, and the dragon was wroth with the woman, speaking of Israel, and the remnant of Israel that don't take the mark, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandment of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Well, who's the remnant of her seed? Her seed is Jesus. And these are believers in Christ. After Israel is protected, he's going after the remnant of her seed, Christ, which is us who believe and keep the commandments of God, those that are alive during that time. And God said, except I cut those days short, except those days be short in Matthew 24, no elect flesh would be saved. But those days will be shortened by cosmic darkening, by God stepping in, saying it's over, Satan. You had your chance. You had your opportunity, and it's over. And Jesus is coming back. Praise the Lord, he's coming back. And I'm just saying, those days are going to be shortened. And so you keep serving during that time. You say, well, how do I serve during that time? Well, look at verse 11. It says, and they overcame him. Who? Satan and all his fallen angels, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. In other words, you got the blood of Jesus to overcome him with. You know, Satan's the accuser of the brethren. When he gets me to sin and gets me down, I thank God for the blood. I'm washed in the blood. You could accuse me, but Jesus said, I shed my blood for Randy Bloom. He's forgiven, he's cleansed. I overcome Satan. If he knocks me down, I can get back up and get back in the battle. So can you tonight. If you've been knocked down, he's kept you away from your Bible, kept you away from church, kept you away from prayer, kept you away from soul winning. Come back and get back up through the blood. And then it says, how do you serve through the times of danger? And the worst time of danger, how do you serve? Well, if it works then, it'll work now. Amen. And it says there, and by the word of their testimony, I was in, where's that place called? Subway, and I got tuna fish like you're eating. He's losing so much weight. This guy's down. He's losing weight. He's eating tuna fish, broccoli, stuff like that. So I got a tuna sandwich, and the girl said, I haven't seen you in a long time. Where you been? And she said, what's new? What's going on with you? I said, Lord's mercies, they're new every morning. I told her about Jesus, told her to pray to receive Christ. Speak up for him. You say, even in that situation? All the more in that situation. All the more as you see the day approaching. Speak up when the darkness is greatest, light the candle. All we need for evil to triumph is good men to do nothing and say nothing. Overcame them by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of the, and they love not their lives unto death. What's the worst thing Satan can do? Kill you. Paul said they could have thrown me to the lions. He said, but I told them I was a Roman citizen. And they said, okay, you get to Nero said, okay, you get to get your head chopped off with it. And that's how they'll do it. If your head has to be chopped off, get it chopped off. And Satan can't deal with that. He can't deal with that. I'm saying prepare yourself for the coming of the UFO deception by your seeing the deceivers. Satan, his fallen angels, the unclean spirits from the flood. And by your serving through the danger. And then lastly, and we'll wrap this up, by your standing by the Savior through the dragon's wrath. You know, Satan is called a dragon. Amen. Sarge, I know you're praying for Xi Jinping, and we should pray because China is the dragon, and boy, China is devilish. That's a wicked regime. No, they're helping Iran. They're helping Iran big time. But they spit in your soup, you know. They seem real nice. But they're doing a lot of wickedness. That lab in China, they were working with the Western globalists that were running the U.S. during that time. They're working with them. And the revived Roman Empire people, these are the people that want to come in power. But anyway, I'm saying by standing by the Savior through the time of the dragon's wrath. Look at verse 12 of Revelation 12. It says, therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. In other words, you're getting rid of Satan. You know, I've had people sometimes in my apartments I wanted to get rid of. Brother Bob, I'm sure you can identify with that. And you're just happy when they're gone. And Satan's going to be evicted from heaven. It says, rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. But look at what it says in verse 12. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth he hath but a short time. People say the great tribulation is the wrath of God. No, it's the wrath of Satan. Against God. Against God's people. Against the Bible. Against born-again Christians that serve God and live for God. Hey, I hope the devil gets mad at me. I thank God for the hedge he's got built around me. That hedge has been taken down a few times and Satan's been allowed to get at us and we felt it. He's powerful, is he not? We know it. He's nothing to play with. We're not playing with him. He's a lion. But I got a bigger lion. He's called a lion of the tribe of Judah. He's bigger. He's better. He's greater. Satan thinks he's equal. No, he's not. And so you can stand through the dragon's wrath. And you think a lion is big. How about a dragon? It's even bigger. But you can stand through the dragon's wrath. And you know what? When Satan is down, he is going to have an image of his man, which I believe will be Hitler back. The Jewish people, the nation, will have made a covenant with him over the final empire, which will be a revived Roman Empire that will expand worldwide under 10 unions, under 10 kings or 10 leaders. He will be the main man. And Satan will get an image of him through the Jewish Antichrist, doing miracles, all kind of things, set up in the temple in Jerusalem. But I believe that those images, that's a collective noun. Every person, if you read Isaiah, they're going to have their own image of Hitler. And they'll be able to ask it questions. Like you ask AI questions. And they'll give you guidance. They'll give you help. But what is going to be working through those AIs, it will be the devils that have been thrown out of heaven, Satan's fallen angels. They're going to inhabit those images of the beast all over the world. And the reason why it'll be so perilous times is those images will be able to identify and say, Celeste Baldwin over there, she's one of them. And if you're anywhere near them, they'll be able to identify you. That's the kind of time that we're talking about. I personally believe it's very possible with these UFOs that, like the Gibeonites, they will come and they will say, we've come from a distant galaxy and we've evolved far beyond you. And they'll mock our Bible. They'll prove it wrong, quote unquote, with their science, but they're really going to be fallen angels and perhaps survivors from the flood, the Nephilim, the giants. And they're going to deceive. You know, they may be the big heads and all that. And they're going to say, this man is more highly evolved. And that's why he's able to come back from the dead. And you'll be able to do that and live forever. And we have the technology to allow you to live forever. Well, who wants to live forever in this fallen state? But that's what these people want. But they're gonna be a lot of deception. And a lot of people are going to fall for this UFO stuff. And right now, the government, they have all these UFO files and all this stuff going on. And I would not put it past Satan to bring this all out and this be part of the end time deception. Just saying. He's a liar and a deceiver. Don't fall for his stuff. Stay with God. Stay with the Bible and with the prophecies of the Word of God. Let's bow for prayer. Every head bowed. We've been talking about you're preparing yourself.